Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Dr. Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, which means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out those cute, that Golden Retriever and Frenchie podcasts. They are the best. I'm just so impressed with whoever does those videos. I'd love to give them on, get them on the air, but they're very creative and they know dogs pretty well. And then all the other great animal stories and so forth. So look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And hey, it is the third Sunday of the month, and we are keeping with that tradition here today, and that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. So any questions or something you want to talk about with your animal friends or talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, a personal awareness readings with Natasha. And if you are interested, we'll be here till noon, and we've got time for a few phone calls. If you want to pick up your phone, now would be the time to do it. Local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569, and email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, I think that gets us up to date with everything right now. Natasha, I think it was in the last hour sometime, we were getting towards the end, and I was going to check back in with you to see if there was anything more related to the general astrological stuff that you wanted to cover. While we've got a moment here. So is there anything more that you needed to say? I can't remember where we were and all that sort of thing, but I know we had to do an ad break and then other stuff came up. So,
well, it's been very interesting if you've kind of listened to the mirroring of the message about what Nell said.
Yeah.
Right.
And the embracing the unknown, that it really is our safe place, even though we don't know it.
Exactly. And then there was a commercial for someone else that was saying basically the same thing, that it's about time to find our truth, right? And then, yeah. You know, KKNW's is about, you know, let's be our own self, not necessarily follow the...
Yeah, not following the leader, yeah.
You know, off the cliff, right?
Uh-huh.
So this is really, I mean, there's many times I'm watching a video and the first question I ask is this AI, right?
And boy, it's getting hard to tell anymore, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's why I've been doing, when I do my intuitive, you know, or my messages on social media, sometimes I'm not wearing makeup. I don't do filters. I don't do anything like that. I am who I am. I am going to be who I am. Right. And so with that, it's about trying to figure out how can you discern, you know, your truth. And that's one thing that I'm a perspective on what my truth is. And so you, and Martha, you're a perspective on what your truth is. And so is Nathan. And so through what we've said today in this show, it's about people finding what their truth is. And sometimes we have to glean. Sometimes we take a little bit off of one person, off of another story, off of another thing to really help us find our truth. Because sometimes, like I did a video on talking to ourselves, that sometimes we don't know the question until we ask the question, and then our higher self can answer it by talking to ourself, right? And that's the short version of the 3-minute video. That, you know, it's like we're all in the midst of finding our truth, and we really have to shake out what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're negotiating in the realities around us. Because sometimes, like, I got this vision that I was like, I don't know if you've seen these commercials or these places where, you know, like people are walking down New York and they're walking slow and everybody else is speeding by them, right? Uh-huh. We have to go our own reality. We have to go our own story, interact with the realities around us, but we don't have to be the realities around us. We can make a choice not to be the realities around us, not be the fear, not be the story. And that's what this new moon is really showing us, is that And it's also in communication. So Saturn's about discernment, about the discipline, about self-discipline, about self-knowing. Trust what you're getting. We're all intuitive. And that's the difference between me and somebody else is that I trust what I get. Even if it's wrong, I still trust because there's something in that story that I was supposed to glean off of. So witness your reality. Please stay out of shame. Please stay out of guilt. Please stay out of that understanding of that, we did something in the past. We're doing what we need to do now to find our truth. So find your truth.
Yep. That makes a huge, huge difference. All righty then. We are gonna go back to the phones, as promised. They take priority, and it looks like we got a follow-up from last week. So she joined us last week when Linda Rasmussen was here, the session, and so we're going back to Bothell and Nakia. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you
Yes.
doing, Nakia?
Well, I seem to have a little bit of a problem in my back, and it's hurting really bad, but I know I need to drink more water. I wanted to speak with Natasha, see if she had some insight and if she can connect me with my grandmas who I never knew.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, just while Natasha can be getting her
Or whatever.
lines connected, I just wanted, because you called in last week, and you were calling in about your back pain and so forth,
And my anger.
right, and the anger.
Yeah.
And Linda did a treatment with you on air. Did you find that helpful to you at all?
Yes, I did. I was trying to re-listen this week and couldn't find it, but I'll continue to look online.
Well, and we're gonna that show will run again next Sunday. So you can hear
Okay.
it again next Sunday.
All right,
All
that's
right.
good.
So
Thank you.
because as I recall, I don't usually do this, but I pulled out my notes from last week to refresh my memory. And it's like
Okay.
Linda, I think she did often the way an energy balancing session goes on the air. They're pretty succinct, and it's a shorter version of what you do in person. But her session with you last Sunday was more like a private session off the air because it didn't balance right away, and she had to do a number of words
Layers,
and
layers.
under little treatments. So that was interesting to me because it was more in depth than it often is. So I'm interested in Natasha looking at this and seeing what she gets, because that's what you want her to. Well, you had several things on your list there. The good
Yes.
news is there's no other callers waiting behind you, so we can get it to a list of questions. What would you like Natasha to address first? Or Natasha, do you have information coming through first, and is there a place where you want to go first with Nakia?
There's a couple of words I wonder if she'll happen to speak, and I won't say them.
Okay, well, let's deal with. There's something that popped up, okay. So let's start this off. Do you have your grandmother's name?
Yes.
So
Okay,
what's
can
her
you
name?
speak it? There are two of them. They were gone before I was born, and one was Elsie, and the other one was Catherine.
Okay,
Elsie,
that helps me connect. So,
Elsie and Catherine.
yes.
All right. So two grandmothers, both of them passed before you entered the picture. So you did not know either one of them.
Correct.
So, are you interested? You're interested, obviously, in connecting with, I think you mentioned just one singularly grandmother to start with. So, is there one you're more interested in connecting with than the other, or just want the connection with both of them?
I think if it would choose one, I'm going to say my mother's mother, which is Elsie.
That's what I
All
was going
right.
to say, Elsie.
Now, are you getting any connection there, Natasha?
Yes, she's coming in. And this person she had a sweetness to her. That's what I'm getting. I'm just going to say what I'm getting. And so I'm just making sure that I get the confirmation. She actually was one that she had this quiet stance about her, this quiet knowing about her that she believed. But I'm also getting, ever since that you did this call, there's something about the Native American story too. So I don't know where that pops in. But I'm just going with what I got. Because I'm seeing a woman in like the headband, and she's got like a single feather. So I don't know if that's a great great grandmother that's popping in here too.
There, Nakia, Native American energy in your genetics that you're aware of?
No, but
Okay.
my step grandmother, I believe, had some Indian in her.
Okay,
Okay,
well, maybe we got.
I don't know why I'm getting this. I just
Well, that's why
trust
I'm
that
picking
what I
up on
get.
what's flashing at me. See, because sometimes maybe we're looking at grandmother energy. Maybe there that it's the other. It's the step grandma that's coming in,
Yeah,
because.
and there's this but Elsie feels like she's here because she was a quiet love, it feels like. Does that make any sense of her story?
School teacher.
Yeah,
You could be
I
a quiet
wasn't
school
getting.
teacher, or I'm gonna come back.
Yeah, so I'm looking at her personality. She's showing me a personality, and she was very strong, but yet she was very quiet in her strength. Like you knew when she walked in the room, but then she didn't have to say much. So there's that quiet sense of who she is. She's been supporting you in some of your negotiations of trusting your, what's the word I want to use? Give me the words that you want me to use. She's saying to me that you've come into this place where it's time for you to really trust who you are, that it's time for you to let go of your stories, and it's time for you to really believe that you are a light from divine. That's what she's telling me to tell you.
Sometimes we do get stuck in our stories. We get used to telling the same thing, and then we believe when, and I'm always saying thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And if you get, form these a belief that you are this or that, you can block yourself from all kinds of
And
things.
I'm going to tell you that anger can be a block. Anger is staying in story sometimes when we don't want to stay in it. The anger is that frustration sometimes where there's a part of us that doesn't want to stay in that story, and there's a part of us that does want to stay in our story. Like if the mind wants to stay in the story, but the spirit and your body wants to move on, and there's that conflict, and that conflict can result in anger.
Oh, I've
Wow.
got a perfect example. Did a session years ago, people with a cat. And it was a calico cat, and the cat was inappropriately urinating all over the place, and it was a really and I was the last resort for this cat. And anyway, two women that lived together, this cat was part of the family, and when I did the session with them, when I'm dealing with cats, I usually always have to deal somewhat with the human stuff in order to affect the cat's behavior. And inappropriate urination with cats is often connected to human anger. And all of the signs, everything with the whole session told me that one of these women had serious, very old anger issues. Okay. And so at the point, once I realized that, then when I had to, I said, so and so. And I say, it is apparent to me that you are holding on to a lot of anger. It's old, it's deep, it probably was childhood or before, and we need to help you move through that and release it. Because that's what will stop, because the cat's peeing your anger all over is what the bottom line was. Well,
Yeah.
she looked at
Which is
me and she
probably why
said,
I have pain in my back.
okay, well, that can happen too. But anyway,
Kidneys.
Nakia, this woman looked at me and said, I don't know how you know what you know, but you're right. I was seriously abused as a child and I'm really angry and I don't want to change it.
Oh.
I said, well, okay then. Sometimes, and that's getting stuck in your story, okay? You have to be willing. Anger is an energy. And like fear, all of these things are energy. And when you hold on to them, they go, they're in your body and they go places. And then the final stage is they conjure up disease and illness, you know, cancer
disharmony,
or whatever. But the thing is you don't want to hold on to those old energies and those emotions, but you need to feel them and move through them. So, you know, you may have to go through some processes of releasing the anger, Nikia.
Yeah,
no, so is that what you're seeing, Natasha? Are you seeing Natasha and Nikia a bit stuck in her story here? Is that why this is coming through?
Yes, and if you look at why maybe the Native American came in is that Native American story is coming back to earth. You know, it's coming back to breath. It's coming back to the elements of water, fire, the those elements. And how do you move with the earth? How do you move? Just a second, please. How do you move? Thank you. How do you move into your story? Because I'm checking in and I do see, and I'm, you know, your truth is yours, but I do see like the entity of, and I believe that there's energies that create. So if we're in anger too long, if we're in story too long, if we're in grief too long, we can get this energy field that's in our home that can create our story to stay there. And I'm checking in and I feel like, have you gone through and cleansed your house lately, my dear?
No.
Do you know how to do a house cleansing? You know, like smudging, doing sage or something like that? Do you know how to do that, Nikia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's something that I tend to put that off and not do enough clearing too. It makes a big difference. And Natasha's saying, get busy. You need to clear your house.
And also too, what I'm getting is that, you know, a lot of people, and this is my understanding, that a lot of people's adrenals are being, that's our nervous system is our adrenals, right? And so our adrenals are getting pretty shot, which is sits right along with our kidneys, and our kidneys flush. Our kidneys flush our life, our flush our story, flush our liver processes it, but our kidneys flush it. And so a lot of us are struggling. A lot of people have puffy eyes underneath, and that's usually the kidneys, right? Along with the liver. Oh. And so with that if you're feeling puffy, that's because we're not flushing. So like for me, I've remembered to start taking some really good salts in the morning, doing a little bit of good salt in the morning so my body absorbs the water. And then I'm trying to drink more water because my kidneys were aching because I wasn't flushing
as well. So good salt, are you talking about like sea salt or Himalayan salt
the
or Himalayans, something like that?
The ones not made in China, but Himalayan type
Himalayan
of
salt.
Yeah.
That's some of that pink stuff that's getting pretty popular right now.
Yeah, the less processed, the better. And so going into this, go ahead.
No, the flash that I had, the reason it's because I wanted to just say, Nakia, you were talking about, we were talking about the anger and all of that and holding on to it. And then you said somewhere along the line, maybe that's a reason for my back pain. Okay. Well, it can very much so. But remember, if you were listening earlier in the show, I mentioned Louise Hay and her book, yes. Heal Your Body. Okay. If you get that, have that little book or get it, one of the cool things she does in that book is there's a whole page on the spine and every vertebrae broken down and what each vertebrae relates to on an emotional level and stuff. So if you have the book, look up the part of your back that hurts. And you know, and see what's connected in there. And usually, like I said, it's not a Bible, and she's not always exactly right on. But usually, there's something in there that will help you say, "Oh, that's it." Okay, so take a look at that. Did you say you have a copy of the book?
Yes, I do somewhere.
Excellent. Yes. Dig it out.
Okay, so real quick, and this is what I'm listening to too, because it's like, oh yeah, this makes sense for me. So spiritual meaning of kidneys is deep emotions, inner self, willpower, and moral discernment, representing the core of a person's being, secret thoughts, and true motivations, particularly So there's that that process of when we're processing through the kidneys, we're processing through a lot of our old story. Kind of like for me, how I've really have, you know, tried to verbalize how I communicate might be, you know, if somebody just gives me a moment, kind of like somebody who stutters, give them a moment to process their thoughts, then I can actually say what I mean more clearly. And so there again is my kidneys were telling me to process through some of my deep knowings of my inner self. Does that make sense for you, my dear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it sounds like some clearing, not only in the environment around you, but also your own body as well.
And I mentioned earlier there was a couple of words. I can only think of one now. That word is betrayal.
Betrayal.
And betrayal is betrayal.
Okay.
Is
now, when that came up, the first word that came in for me was story, Natasha. Mm-hmm. So I think you were talking about getting stuck in your story. So from what that tells me that when you bring up that betrayal, Natasha or Nikia, that betrayal must be part of the story you're holding on to. Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay. So
and
then that's finding forgiveness and letting
go. Yeah, and I'm going to say witnessing betrayal. It can be in that unforgivable moment in our life, right? Betrayal can equal almost something that is unforgivable, and we have to not let it take power over us anymore. It's not a forgiveness necessarily, but it's a depowering of that situation. Yeah. It's okay. A de-storyizing. Of that, what was it here to teach me? What is it here to show me? What are you trying to tell me? Because if you look at what that depowering story is, flip it on the other side and see how it can empower you. It can empower you with, because I know that there's been people in my life that have done unforgivable moments, but it's usually when it depowered me. So when I was able to walk by it was because I got my power back. I got my empowerment back. And so I was able to walk by it and be who I meant to be. And so it's that, and sometimes I've been using the language lately, I'm releasing and forgiving what needs to be moved through me, moved from me, moved through me. Like I had high blood pressure with my doctor, and I'm saying, who's in my heart center? Oh, okay. Who's in my heart center? So then I started taking out the people or those energies or those stories that were in my heart center. And guess what my blood pressure did?
It came down.
It came down because I knew that high blood pressure was not my story. So betrayal was another person's story that connected to your soul story that wasn't true for you. And when we're talking about our soul story, it's a glitch in the system. It's a glitch in the system when something betrays us, and we have to get that part of ourselves back, my dear. Okay.
And I do need to interrupt at this point because we're way
over
time here. So we need to take care of advertisers. So the question is, Nikia, are you good with what we've talked about? Is there more that you need? Because if there is, we can hold you over and do another, and Natasha can answer another question after ads. Are you okay now, or do you want to hold over?
I think that's enough for today.
Okay, good.
And I do right now, sweetie, I do have a 10% off of all my sessions. And so if you want to do this more in private, I definitely can do
more work.
Because I know that we were very vulnerable with you. But anything that I said, anybody can glean anything from in what was said for you.
Right.
And I'm asking for grace and ease and love and light for you, my dear.
Okay. But what I did get a flash while you were talking, Natasha, to Nikia, and during this, at one point, the flash that came in through iWriter was Nikia would benefit from a private reading with Natasha. So I got that while you guys were talking, that Nikia, you could benefit if you connected with Natasha off the air, is what I got. I just didn't have time, you know,
if you resonated with Linda, you know, there's something about
Linda can help too, but that you two don't do the same thing.
No, exactly. And
She
but
needs
we
both of you.
so with that sometimes we can do stuff ourselves, but sometimes that vulnerability piece is the piece that is the acceptance that I can do different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
My
So we're
love
going
is
to take
with you, my
care.
dear. My
All
love is
righty.
with
God
you
bless,
and hugs.
Nakia. Thanks for calling
Thank
Animal
you.
World. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we got to come back. And I guess I'm running out of time to go there, so I got to go there. And then we got to get current events in before the top of the hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And you can learn all about them at the NuPro website, NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements.com. And you can usually find some of the dog supplements in your pet store, but if not, they're all available either through the NuPro Supplements website or they're all available on Amazon. And if you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot me an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from Natasha Ventor. And let's see, Natasha, people can check you out at your website. That's intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. You also have a YouTube channel, which is Natasha Ventor, the letters IC, for intuitive clarification. Natasha Ventor, IC. And you continue to do your weekly podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. Is that correct?
Yes, I do 4 o'clock on Wednesdays.
And we access that through your YouTube channel, correct?
My YouTube channel.
And then you got a whole bunch of other stuff there, too.
Yes, I have probably over, I'm getting close to 2,000 videos on my YouTube channel.
Holy
and they're
moly.
Usually just 2-minute videos, and you know, a lot of them are old, so it's like you just move. But there's a lot of things that if you go to my old videos, they're actually supporting us now in this energy. But my lives are usually dealing with the energies that we're going through right now. And I took a little bit of break during the holidays, but I'm back now doing my intuitive clarifications podcast.
And then you're also available for private readings. And you do private readings, right?
I do.
And people decide to get a private reading with you. Can they sign up through your website, or do they need to call you, or do both, or how does that work?
You can go through my website, intuitiveclarifications.com, and on the front page, I have a code that if you copy that 10% code, as you're checking out, you can get 10% off of any sessions.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Because I love to support people in their life's journey, and I know my prices are low, but I just wanted to give this little guidance of tithing, a form of tithing for me to support people through their life's journey.
Wonderful.
We're all going through something, and vulnerability is going to be a part of our story. And it's a blessing if we can negotiate through that, getting deeper into ourselves.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's a great movement.
But also, if you don't do online or you prefer just to call, you can call Natasha at 360-770-7486.
Yep,
360-770.
And you can text that number.
7486. You can also text that number, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you for your trust.
All righty. Okay. I have to share my really sad news this week. I'm going to do it now because I want Natasha to check in. But I'm doing it because you can tell I'm already crying. I'm going to be crying because I'm still grieving. It is a process you do have to go through, and I do have good tools. I can set it aside, but just having this discussion brings it forward again. But once we're done with this, we can do advertisers again to give Martha a moment to clean up my act, and then we'll end with current events. Okay, so if you were here with us last week, you have an idea because one of my dear friends and very connected to Animal World, Jude Ponton, our sound energy healer, called in for a session for her and Moon Pie, her beloved kitty. And I have to tell you, we had to help Moon Pie leave her body on Friday. And even though, the long and short of it was, all of a sudden, she just got really, really sick in terms of attitude and not eating and hiding. And this cat was a rescue from the beginning when Jude and Paul rescued her. She was presented as a completely different cat than she was, and she turned out to be like pretty much feral, mm-hmm. scared to death and hiding. And it took years to get this cat at all handleable. And it wasn't until after Paul died and she moved into the house. But eventually, you know, and Moon Pie has been her best friend with her and her dog Shanti and got her through Paul's passing. And has been her anchor, you know. And I'm the only other human that was her friend and the only other human that could handle her. In fact, I could handle her a little easier than Jude. Anyway, so I had to be there. And so doing vet stuff and all of that wasn't easy. And all anyway, she just crashed. And I think the bottom line is something's going on in her belly. And we think, Natasha, you might be able to confirm this, but we're pretty sure that she was just full of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just going rapidly. And the deterioration be from her, for the first time I was there with the vet 2 weeks ago, to then the next week, a week ago Friday, mm-hmm. the deterioration was
mind-boggling. Like it holds, and then it goes, yeah.
Just boom, down. And it was absolutely, I was shocking. And so then vet came out again this Friday, and everything got delayed. And so the vet was still there by the time I got there on Friday, which needed to be, because once I got the cat out, it was, anyway, it was time. And we had to help her
leave that body. And I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared because I don't let myself go. I mean, Jude knew she was going and dying, and Jude has been a mess for a couple of weeks. I don't let myself go there because I really do believe thought directs energy, and I stay with all of that. So on Friday, I didn't know I was going to help Moon Pie leave. And so I really wasn't prepared. Now, with my veterinary background and all of that, and I can set it aside and do what I need to do. But my golly, I didn't realize how strongly I was connected to her and how much I love that being. But our Moon Pie's on the other side. I saw her leave. I saw it. Anyway, it was a wonderful spiritual experience. But Natasha, I just want you to check in on Moon Pie because I know that she's fine now. I can see her all, but I need you to tell us.
Yeah, no, she Moon is Pie. So. What I saw was when she was in the body, physical body, there was like I see like yarn that's all knotted up.
Yeah, that's what the vet's feeling inside.
Yeah, that it was like all yarn that's all in knots and you can't get it straightened out and that kind of stuff. And so with her leaving her body, she's finally like, I feel breath with her. I feel just like, oh, I can untie those knots is what I'm hearing. I can untie those. And feral cats sometimes have those knots in them. They got them in their brain. They got them in their body. They're, it's kind of a knot where they can't untie it because they just can't trust being safe, right? And so now she's like, I'm safe. I'm breathing. I'm okay. I'm walking around in happiness. So
yeah.
She did a good job. Yeah, she can trust only as much as she could in that home,
right.
And she's grateful for the support that the humans gave her.
Yeah, she came a very, very long way, and she and Jude ended up having a wonderful relationship. I don't want you to think that what's happening with me right here is a bad thing.
No,
okay?
Grief and crying
we hear
is a good
people
is
start crying, we see the grief and all of that, and then everybody, flips their cookies.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to know is that this is a good thing, okay?
Yeah.
You can put it aside when you need to do worldly things. But at some point, you have to feel it, and you have to move through it. You can't go over it, under it, or around it. You have to feel it, move through it, express it, release it. So this is helping me release, and my grief here is a good thing because it's clearing out my stuff. Okay, but I just had to tell you that it been really tough. I didn't realize the strong connection. I didn't know, and of course, I'm grieving for my friend too, Jude.
Yeah.
And so, but you know what? Nell's affirmation. Okay, I'm embracing the unknown. And okay, I mean, and because
Jude
that's
what is grief
so upset.
Is. Grief is an unknown.
What's going to happen now? Because New Moon Pie was her anchor and with her and a lot. And now I'm feeling like I'm excited to take Jude into the unknown and find her a perfect kitty. And maybe Moon Pie can help with that. But I want to find Jude. Not kittens. She doesn't need kittens. Middle age or an older kitty. But I want to find her the perfect snuggle kitty, lap kitty. She needs a Velcro kitty to be with her all the time. Now, Natasha, can you see us finding that kitty for Jude? And I'm thinking what I'm going
in
to
time.
Is
in time.
Maryland.
Spring. In spring.
Okay, because I don't think Jude wants to wait that long. I think she'd like to have
it. It depends on what spring you were talking about.
Well, that's right. It could be spring right now. Okay. I guess that's true. Anyway, what I'm going to do, does this feel where I'm going to start? I'm going to our friend Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue. Because I don't want Jude to do what she did before and trust the story on the cat because it was not the cat they wanted. But, once they commit, and she committed for a lifetime. But she needs a snuggle Velcro kitty. So does Meow feel like a good connection and with Marilyn and that sort of thing? Cool.
It
All
does.
Right.
And then it's that moment where just breath. Let the grief have a breath for a few moments and then start doing your research. But it's not right. time to walk yet, because there's a cat that's coming. It's not in her. I don't feel like it's in her hands yet.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, that's good to know.
But it's doing the research, so she knows to keep a lookout for this type of cat, right?
Excellent.
So do your research. Like, this is what we were talking about early, right? Do your research, and then know that there is somebody coming. There is definitely somebody coming.
Excellent, excellent. And see, now I don't know if you can tell or you can hear, but I feel so much better. I mean, I did. I was able to release it, and it helped me to do it with all of you. So thank you for being here, and thank you for letting me cry all the time on the air.
Vulnerability is a good thing.
It is me. That's okay. You know, I feel like Travis Kelce, and he always apologizes because he cries all the time on the air. Well, I'm a girl. I can cry. Anyway, but thank you for helping me release that. We are going to take care of our advertisers one more time and then get in a quick current events before we're out of here. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. News with current events right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down our Dr. Martin Luther King Day weekend holiday edition of Animal World. But we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from Whispering Dragon Center. And boy, if you'd like to brighten Jude's day after you heard everything we've been through, call her and book a session. She would love to be, she's like me. Okay, I am my best when I'm serving, and when I'm doing a session and I'm transforming dogs, man, I feel like I'm 25 forever. You know, it's just that's my safe space and my fun. Jude's the same way. When she gets to do her sound healing and chiropractic and acutonics, it makes her alive and wonderful. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call. You can see her in person or remotely, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Help brighten my friend's life. I'd appreciate it.
And I want to say, though, that I showed everybody this pink heart that says, you are always loved. This pink heart has been not sitting over here, but now has come to my attention right before you said that story.
Yeah.
A pink heart that I wrote in You Are Always Loved on top of it. So
Oh.
Remembering that no matter what we go through, the universe always is sending us hearts that to let us know that we are always loved.
Yeah, you know, and all the normal sayings apply. You know, we never give ourselves more than we can handle. God doesn't do that, you know. So if it's on your plate, you have it within you to deal with it. Okay, you just can trust that. You just know. And that's why I just so love Dr. Nell. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. Mm-hmm. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place.
And there's been times.
The unknown. It is my safe place. Don't.
Sorry about that.
No.
And I can tell you when there's been times that I felt like, why did you put this on my plate? I don't feel strong enough. I said, Lord, you put this in front of me. You need to help me. Whatever
yep,
higher
what I call
power that you believe
over.
In, you mm-hmm. got to say, you put me here. You need to help me. It's yep. that surrender, trust, and acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can do that. And I do that. That's what I call turning it over. So, you know, when it's on your plate, you know you got it to deal with it, but you may not know, and it might be that unknown, but that's when you can say, Divine Mother, and I do this all the time. I don't know what to do with this. I'm giving it to you. So guide me. I'll pay attention. And mm-hmm. it always makes it easier. So before we run out of time here, let's do us some current events. Let's see here. Still lots going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett. They're at McCollum Park. They will be planting the returned live Christmas trees. And if you would like to help volunteer tree planting, this year is going to be Saturday, January 31st, 9 a.m. to noon. They still haven't told us the location yet, but it's fun. You get together with a group and you go plant trees next to salmon streams. So how fun is that? Free recycle styrofoam event. I mean, what a pain styrofoam is. And I always feel guilty when I'm putting it in the garbage. But here, apparently you can recycle it and for free. Saturday, January 31st at the Northwest Stream, or at McCollum Park, the Northwest Stream Center. And the free styrofoam recycling is 10 to noon. And then there's a Fish War film screening Saturday, January 31st at 1 o'clock. So, big day. You can recycle your styrofoam, plant trees, and then learn to do the Fish War film. Okay. All righty. What else we got going on here? Well, we got Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Their 2026 Furball Gala and Auction will be April 8th at the Columbia Collective in Bothell. I believe tickets are now on sale, and you can go to their website, homewardpet.org. Humane Society has now announced Tuxes and Tales 2026 will be May 16th at the Fremont Studios. So you want to mark your calendars for that. And okay, that's all the new stuff on current events. And just know that next week is the last Sunday of the month. And as usual, it will be an encore show, and we will rerun Linda Rasmussen's first solo flight here with us, helping callers and their animal friends on the same call. And you can still get a surrogate healing if you listen to the encore and to follow Linda's instructions. It will be helpful. And Nakia, that's where you can hear your call again. Anyway, and then this show will be archived usually by the end of Sunday. It's up in the archives if you want to listen again. So I guess that catches us up. We're good on current events. Let's see. The only other thing I didn't get to was Animal TV. And right now on Saturday evenings, it's really good because Dr. Jeff shows Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet, my favorite vet show, and you learn so much. And then I'm really loving Dr. D, the Alaska vet. Mm-hmm. And at 10 o'clock, and I'll tell you, because it's my kind of vet show. you know, she's a single vet. I mean, one vet. Well, there's another vet in the practice, but she's up in the middle of nowhere in Alaska. She's up in Alaska, and it's a very simple practice. It's a kind of – it's old-school veterinary medicine that I love. Now, she has bells and whistles and that sort of thing, but she's the only vet. I mean, they're the only game in town. She has to treat everything. So does dogs, does cats, does birds, does farm animals and that kind of stuff, has to do reptiles. She was doing tumors on a rat. I mean, when you're a vet like that, that you got to do everything, you have to know so much more. And you can learn a lot from her. She's got a great personality. She loves the animals. And I love her bedside manner, her demeanor. She talks to them all the time. And she purchased for herself and her husband, them up in Alaska, a 9 fainting goat kids. So they got goats on the show that I saw last night. And, you know, it was so fun to see them, and I can't wait to see how these goats grow up and the fainting goats and all of that. But she talks goat language. It was the cutest thing to see her teaching one of the caretakers how to talk to the goats in their own language. So I don't know if she knows that she's really talking to them, but she is. And she talks in all kinds of different animal languages and stuff. But it's just a great show and simple veterinary medicine the way it should be. Dr. Jeff, Dr. D, we need them in every state in the country. We've just gotten off the charts there and gotten too sophisticated. We need to get the costs down. And the animals don't need all that sophistication. They aren't in human bodies. Okay. All righty. We are pretty much out of time. Next week on Car Show, and then Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, first Sunday of February already. And enjoy the sunshine. Remember, and root for the Seahawks. At least we got something fun to distract us a little bit this week, but we also need to pay attention. Okay. We need to pay attention and keep up our good work and spreading that love around. So Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate
having
this.
You today and your stories and all your help.
I appreciate
and,
you.
Well, we'll see you again in February.
You know, it's hard to believe already.
I know. Time is just flying by. And one way, that's a good thing. But in another way, it's like, what? February? Are you kidding? Oh, well. And yeah. Nathan, thank you. I think you're going to have nothing but sunshine the rest of the day. But just remember, that's that revive I-5 is something we're just going to have to get used to and work around, because going on for like ever. Anyway. Natasha, thank you. Nathan, thank you. And be gentle with yourselves. Remember, feel it, move through it, release it. You'll feel so much better. Okay? And Natasha says, let go of the stories. Okay? And if you need to, listen to the astrological stuff again, because it will help you.
And it's timeless. It's timeless.
Yeah, it is. All righty. Thank you guys. Have a great Sunday afternoon. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.